Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
It's time for the Roundtable with Round Daddy.
Hey, Round Daddy.
The Roundtable with Round Daddy.
Me, James Strebel, Big Daddy.
With your host, James Strebel.
Hey, Round Daddy, James Strebel. Gotcha.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Condolences to you, Dan. I'm sorry about Kentucky's loss to Arkansas this weekend.
Hey,
Gandolfo and Ben Roberts.
Yeah,
and all these texters,
right,
all these,
you know,
bums.
When you're right, you don't have to chirp.
No, I'm chirping. Bums, all of you bums. Texters, you're not even texting him. Bums, get out of here. I'm tired of this stuff, man. 8-9 Arkansas, we're writing the game off two weeks in advance.
Whoa.
I'm tired of
Stop
it,
Stop right there.
Bums.
Stop right there. You can't do it both ways.
I'm doing it both
You
ways.
Come and tell me about the net and all of this. Arkansas's in the top 20 in the net. So don't come with that 8-10 stuff if you're going to tell me how important the net is.
Okay. Oh, okay, all right, never mind. I had something prepared, but I'm not going to do it now. Go ahead, Dan.
Oh, please, Louie, please tell us what you were going to say. Go ahead, Louis.
I'm not talking, Dan. I'm done.
Man. That evil laugh of Dan Issel, I miss it every single day. Just he and Louie back like an old married couple, just going back and forth. Man, I miss it. Dan Issel, shout out in Cooperstown. It's a roundtable here on ESPN 680, 105.7. James Strebel, Max Godby, James Black with you today on a Friday. Shout out to our good friends over at Cox's and Evergreen Liquors. 27 area locations, walk-in, drive-through delivery. That's Cox's and Evergreen Liquors. That's Louisville's go to liquor store. So if you're stocking up for the weekend, go check out our friends. They're all over the place. Again, 27 area locations, no matter what area of town that you live in. East End, South End, Middletown, Downtown, here on campus, wherever you are, there's a Cox's Evergreen Liquors right by you. They're not hard to find. Buy three, get one free cigar Wednesdays. Just the best place to go. Wine, beer, top shelf bourbon, mixing bourbon, vodka, tequila, whatever your taste is, they've got it there for you. And they do more than that. They have party supplies at some of their locations. The Evergreen locations have bars in them. You can go and test and drink some of the stuff they have in store there. So check them out. That's Cox'sLouisville.com. 437-9680. The mixtape coming up at 5:30. So I know all of you all like to stick around for that on a Friday. Shorter segment here. We'll go about 10 minutes here, Max, so we get to the mixtape on time. But I've been talking football here more in the last few days than I have basketball, obviously, because football is gearing up. I mean, the SEC media days are a few weeks away. You'll hear Mark Stoops, and we'll see who he takes up there. Maybe J.J. Weaver goes up there or down there with him to Hoover, Alabama. I would assume he'd be one of the guys
it's
that he takes.
JJ.
Yeah, J.J. will be one of the dudes that he takes down there with him. But just looking at the season, and then there was some numbers that came out the other day. Since 2020 through 2023, Kentucky's been 15-19 in the SEC. And then Brian, the intern from KSR, who's a friend, met him a few times, and we share a mutual disdain for Lachlan McClain. So there is that. But he wrote a piece that says here, the Mark Stoops Rocking a Hard Place for Kentucky Football, and he lists three cases for why Kentucky could be good this season, but you won't see it. It says his success has put him in the program in a strange place, and the place where Mark Stoops is between a rock and a hard place for several reasons. And I'll read just a few things here and get your reaction. The schedule talks about Texas and Oklahoma joining the league. It's become a brutal task for the Cats that are going to face year in and year out. Texas hasn't been this good in almost two decades. Oklahoma may have dipped from national title contender, but still one of the best 10 to 15 programs in the entire country. Missouri seems to be rolling. Vanderbilt and Florida still struggling. That means Kentucky's going to have seven or eight different difficult games each season, no matter what. It says, as I pointed out in previous posts, Stoops loses over two conference games at home on average every year. The point being, it's great to see an amazing schedule, but it's not great to see more losses. He comes back with resources. Kentucky, Mark Stoops can't say that the playing field isn't level for Kentucky anymore. In fact, Kentucky has advantages over most teams now. We can no longer play the little guy or underdog. You talked about that. We are a big boy in college football simply because our access to money is so strong. So he can't play that card if he's losing. And then lastly, the history. The reality is that Kentucky could very well go 7-5 this year and have a really good team. They could go 3-5 in the SEC and not lose any game they shouldn't. Mark Stoops is actually going to be punished, quote, because he's won more games than most. He has two 10-win seasons, and once you give a fan base a taste of that kind of success, they want it all the time. Mm-hmm. But can Stoops actually get UK to 10 wins over and over again, or are those just aberrations on what really is a 7-win program? And I encourage people to go and read the entire article. There's more to it, but those are like kind of the highlights of the point of the post. So thoughts on any or all of that?
Well, everything he said is accurate, and you can see you posted something on Twitter, I think it was yesterday or the day before, talking about that 15-19. So it was yesterday. So it was yesterday. Being able to. There's two truths to this. Mm-hmm. Kentucky football is better now than where it was before Stoops got here.
And maybe arguably at any point in the history of the program.
And Stoops, for long tenured success, yes, 100%.
Yeah. Yes.
Stoops has made a name for himself as a program builder. Reason why he was looked at by for A&M mm-hmm. is because, and we live in a bubble here. Louisville fans live in a bubble in regards to Kentucky, and Kentucky fans live in a bubble regarding Kentucky. Mm-hmm. As someone who knows a lot of people outside of this bubble that are just SEC, the amount of respect that Stoops has is staggering.
Right.
Of his reputation of being able to provide long tenured success at Kentucky
right.
is very well thought of by the rest of the conference. Now, that could be true. It could also be true that Kentucky's on a backslide and that Mark Stoops has not held it to the standard that UK fans now have.
Right.
Like you said, you get a taste of that. Remember when I always remember as a player, fans would say, if we just make it to a bowl game every year.
Right.
We could just make it to a bowl game every year.
100%.
That would be everything. And guess what? 2016, made it to a bowl game. All of a sudden, 2017, everything's lining up real well, and then season kind of falls apart, make it to another bowl game. But it's just like, it's a bowl game, but it wasn't a really good bowl game because it's Nashville again.
I'd like a better bowl game.
I'd like another New Year's Day bowl
right.
down in Florida, if possible. Then you get to 18, you get the 10-win season, Citrus Bowl, a magical season, and then it's like, okay.
You beat Penn State.
And you beat Penn State. You beat a blue chip program.
Yeah.
It's like, that was great. Let's do that again.
That's a lot of fun.
Then you lose Terry Wilson. You have offensive woes because of losing Terry Wilson. But then you put in Lynn Bowden, which I feel like Lynn Bowden was one of the biggest fail safes for that program that year. Because it could have gotten so bad because you lost. You were down to a third-string quarterback that could not play.
Right.
And you had to go with Lynn Bowden, and he saved that season.
He did. He'll go down as a legend forever because of that season.
And then you had COVID, and Stoops the type of guy he is. He wants to have that tough man mentality, would not cancel any of the games because of COVID. No, so he would travel with about 52, 54 guys each time.
Yeah.
And where other teams would have six people out and two starters, and then they would be like, all right, game's canceled. We're not playing anymore. You get to 2021, another 10-win season.
Yeah.
Then you had two years ago with Scangarello, and that was another disaster. And then you had the return of Liam Cohen.
Liam Cohen!
Mr. Setting Roots himself.
The savior!
And he laid an egg. And then got out of Dodge real quickly. So you've gotten to a point now where it is. It's now UK fans are now, hey, you've set a precedent. You've set an expectation.
Right.
We expect it. Not expect a 10-win season. Expect 8 wins.
8-4.
Eight and four, a chance to go 9-4.
Yeah.
That should be the expectation every year now.
And saying all that, it's interesting because I find myself being kind of on the outside of this, where a lot of Kentucky fans, like, you're more measured in what you say and fairer than I am. I mean, I think that's apparent in a lot of ways. And I think there's a lot of fans struggling because they're in the middle of that. They're like, we appreciate Mark Stoops for what he's done and what he's doing, but football's a drug and you're good at it, and it's different than when you're good at basketball. It's different when you're good at baseball.
Yep.
It is the ultimate high when you're good at football, when you have a program. But I remember, you know, when Louisville went to the Sugar Bowl or the Orange Bowl the first time, the way that they now viewed football, it changed completely.
Right.
Completely the way they viewed themselves as a football program and the way they viewed themselves as far as standards are concerned. And I think that changed with not the first 10-win season, but the second 10-win season. You're like, oh my gosh, we can do this like every other year. And they haven't done that since. And I think there are some fans that still want to admire and love and support Stoops. But in the back of their minds, they're like, well, is it getting a little stale maybe? Is it getting a little stagnant? Could we be backsliding? And if he goes 7-5 this year with this schedule, I think the majority of people will be like, that's a win. And you go 8-5 and win a bowl game, I think people would be happy with that because the schedule's brutal. But it's going to be that way every season now.
Right. But here's the difference. Here's the one thing that's different. Is the last two seasons, were they 7-5 because it was just a 7-5 team? No.
No, and that's a great point.
That was a, without a doubt, 2 years ago, was a 9-3 team. 9-3 if you had a bad offense.
Right.
Not the train wreck dumpster fire offense of Scangarello.
Right.
That's a 9-3 team. Last year's team, I think, was an 8-4 team.
Right.
At least. Because I think if you had any sort of offense at all, you win South Carolina. I think we tell a completely different story about Missouri if you cover that punt.
Sure, 100%.
If you cover that punt, that is a completely different Missouri.
Self-inflicted wound.
Exactly. That gave Missouri momentum for the rest of the season. Everything changed after that play.
It did.
So you look at the talent. The talent's there. You look at the offense, and you see time and time and time again a stubbornness to not adapt to where the game is going.
Mm.
And I think that's right there the difference. When we talk about stalemate, I don't think it's a stalemate based off getting the talent. Kentucky's able to get the talent.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not a stalemate on developing the talent. They've developed the talent.
They've got guys all over the NFL now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What it comes down to is a philosophical difference that it's especially on the offensive side of the ball that is a refusal to adapt to where the game is going. And that was no more evident than with how you handled Devin Leary.
Yeah. No, and another game, you know, you mentioned the barely misses, the, you know, South Carolina game and then the Missouri game. They were ahead and just after that just got blown out. But I mean, they lost Tennessee 33-27. Like that was another toss up game. Because I had that in my head. I was like, I think they played Tennessee. Like, they led Tennessee for, I think, the majority of that game. And then, you know, just
no, did Tennessee, I don't think they led once in
they
that
didn't
game.
Lead once that game. No. They were
because
constantly
Tennessee
playing catch
scored
up
on every every drive.
They
did.
You're right. They score on every single drive that game. You're exactly right. Now that's coming back to me. But again, that was a winnable game.
Yes.
It was a 6-point loss. It was a winnable game that they didn't win. That game was at home. But there's been so many games like that. Clemson. Three-point loss where you led going into the fourth quarter by multiple scores.
You had a 2 or 3 score lead?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me click on it and see what they scored in the fourth quarter.
I think they scored like 21 unanswered or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it was
wild.
It was ridiculous. It was that damn bend but don't break defense. Oh, it took me to for some reason, I clicked on the score for the Clemson Kentucky game, and it took me to that god awful 21-0 loss to Iowa in the Music City Bowl. I don't know. Why did it do that? It wasn't the shoe gremlin. It was the computer gremlin. Okay, here we go. I'm gonna try this again. There we go. Okay, clicked it. So,
man, if you would have told me, not to rehash the past of that season, if you would have told me that UK defense held Iowa to 7 points,
yeah,
I would have thought we would have won the game. But then that your offense gave up 14 points. Your offensive production was negative 14 points that game. Gosh, that was Max, such a bad offense.
Going into the fourth quarter, it was 21-10. Going into the fourth quarter.
Oh.
Clemson scored 3 points in the first quarter, 7 points in the second quarter, 0 points in the third quarter, and then 28 points to Kentucky's 14 points in the fourth quarter. Should have happened. All right, we had to take a break so we can get to the mixtape. We'll do that, and we'll be back here on the roundtable getting you into your Friday.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. We're in this together. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
You're listening to the Round Table with Round Daddy. Now here's Round Daddy, James Strebel.
After us today, you have Inside Churchill Downs, 6 p.m. on ESPN 680, 105.7. Then tomorrow, Saturday, down the stretch, 9 a.m., 93.9, The Ville. The Victory Formation Sports Show immediately follows that with Jeff Lightsey and James Black, 10 to 11 a.m. on 93.9, The Ville. And then Sunday, we wrap it up with the Sunday Morning Hangover, 10 to noon, Nick Kern, Phil Baker, Zach Cantrell, ESPN 680, 105.7, your home of additional programming here on ESPN Louisville. All right, James, you ready? You got to load it up. Let's do it. It's the mixtape brought to you by Justin Sofro. Let's go.
Time now for Justin.
All this from a slice of gabagool.
Sofro. Mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape.
Damn it!
Presented by Tri-State Men's Health.
And we all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's...
I'm James.
All right. It always tickles me, James, to hear that. All right, what's the first sound of the week? Let's go.
We got to play your commercials because Pat Kelsey's going to call us, knowing him. If he says he's calling at 1, trust me, he's calling at 1. So you're going to want the phone lines cleared. So we will get out of the way.
My man Michael Columbus just messaged me.
Okay.
I love your hot dog idea. I promise we won't do it at the Blind Squirrel, he said.
Very good. Okay. Thank you, Michael, for the encouragement. All right. Get your spots in because I'm telling you, he's calling at 1.
Okay. I'm looking at the clock. I've got 3 minutes for spots.
All right, we'll
5 minutes before Coach Kelsey.
Blam, and we'll be ready.
Blam. Blam, we're ready.
Hey, you're a minute early, Pat.
How are you?
Pat, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us today. I very much appreciate it. I do want to ask you that, though. Listen, I would gladly talk to you anytime, anywhere. Call me at home. I'd love to talk to you. But I have noticed you've kind of decided to make the media rounds over the last few days or so. What made you decide to put yourself in the media car wash at this time? What's going on?
No, I don't know. I mean, I just have a great support staff around me that point me in the right direction and put me in the right position. It's just like great point guards do, right? They put you in the right places on the floor, knowing to get people the ball when they need the ball. Man. So people in our department and I sat down, and we just, you know, we want to do our best to make sure we're connecting with this city, connecting with this fan base, keeping people obviously abreast of what's going on in our program, but excited about the upcoming season. So, you know, hopefully you're okay with it. If not, I can let you go.
No.
Man!
Pat Bob, Kelsey. I'm not sure PK is fully ready for your humor yet. Well, that's how you got to throw it out there.
Man! PK was not, that was funny. PK was not happy with that.
I can't wait to find out his favorite breakfast cereal and Little Debbie's snack cake. I didn't think we're quite at that point yet.
Yeah.
He still sounded like he had places to go. Man. I've got 17 minutes, and I don't think he built that. I don't think he built into his clock to ask him about Little Debbie's snack cakes. And
not
cereal.
Yet. Not
but,
yet.
But I did ask him if he found a place, and he did, and then he wouldn't tell us if he sold his house in Charleston, so I thought that was interesting.
James, this is sneaky good sound. This is like sneaky good sound.
I realize and get goosebumps that I'm the head coach at the University of Louisville, man. Boy. I mean, this is goosebumps. The pinnacle, the highest level.
Is it? I hope Mark Pope and Pat Kelsey are here for a long time. Oh, well, yeah.
My wife just started telling me, she goes, well, you probably don't want to wear those wacky glasses that you wear out.
Wacky glasses? I can't believe we're in June and the UK coach is Mark Pope. I know people in the media can't be honest about it, but it's the biggest slap to the UK fan base. I don't care what that homer says. It's an embarrassment. It should have never happened. Wow. I forgot about that text. Damn. Cats suck. Isaiah Briscoe sucks. That's a random ass text. KSR. Oh, thank you, Justin.
Is there any tiny part of you that ever felt bad for UK on a KCD?
This is beautiful.
Ooh. Like in your heart of hearts. Like looking real deep down, because you're like, you know what? That player's pretty cool. Yes. I wanted to see him.
The De'Aaron Fox, Bam Adebayo, when they were crying.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I felt bad for them.
That's a good one.
I felt bad for them. Because they wanted it. And especially now you see De'Aaron Fox and his basketball character. Like he loves this stuff.
And I know if Steve was here, he'd be breaking my chops over it. But like, there's players in the rivalry that you're like, all right, that guy's kind of good.
Yeah, for sure.
I like De'Aaron Fox and Bam Adebayo. I was fans of both those guys.
Fox, Bam Adebayo, when they lost, because they was like, these are my brother, they would look like they wanted to win this thing.
Yeah.
Like I said, most of the time, again, the original reason, I say this all the time, the original KCD is based on the idea that once money starts getting into their eyes, they turn into, everybody turns solo and pieces of crap, and it gets professional. And I hated that. I hated that about professional sports. When
that's
I played,
a good take
sucked.
By Marcus. That's a really good take by Marcus. What makes you, Texture, think that Pat Kelsey has got it on Mark Pope? You let me know. Just tell me, what are the credentials? What's Pat Kelsey done that's been, he's been stuck in Carlton of Charleston and Winthrop for the past decade? At least my man Mark Pope made it to the big time. Okay? What does Mark Pope has on his resume? Oh, he beat Kansas, had the Big 12 Sixth Player of the Year, had a sixth seed in the NCAA tournament his first year in a big conference. What's Pat Kelsey's resume? I'm waiting for it. Please let me know the big time games that Pat Kelsey's won. Anytime you want to text him in, anytime you want to let me know what Pat Kelsey's done to make you believe he's going to boat race Mark Pope, please, please, I'm begging you, by praying to the Book of Mormon, send it in.
I'm still waiting on those texts.
Somebody said, like, it'll take about 5 seconds for Rick to start promoting Tom Jurich to be the next AD at, or it was Jeff Goodman that said that.
I think it was Goodman.
Yeah, it was Goodman that said that.
Good bum.
Can't trust that jaw.
I love this.
Jen, you are killing the, look, just the enemy of the enemy is my friend. You're going to have to jump on board. I don't know what to tell you.
We're okay. It's just, I don't trust him.
I know, but the more you say this, you stifle people's enthusiasm for anything good he says.
Okay. So when we were World War II, right?
Oh my God, here we go. World War II and Jeff Goodman. What did they have? All right. It's like a Jared analogy.
So we, Louisville fans, we're America, okay? And Russia was our ally in World War II. Uh-huh. As soon as it looked like the war was ending, we started building walls and protecting ourselves against Russia. Right. And that's how you have to treat Goodman. When you're on the same team, when you're on the same team, it's fine. But as soon as that game or contest or season, or if the Pat Kelsey season's coming to a close, you can't listen to Jeff Goodman like you're listening to Jeff Goodman now. You just got to treat him like Russia.
Not during.
I'm just saying, you got to be prepared.
Every good thing the guy says.
Louis agrees.
Every good thing the guy says, you are now giving, you're throwing away. So when somebody's out there promoting Louisville, you're helping unpromote Louisville. You are knocking
Louisville
down. You ever
see the movie Monuments Men? Or George Clooney and all these guys, and they rescue European art from the Germans, but they also have to rescue it from the Russians who are gunning for the same art?
No.
Yeah. That's how you got to treat them. You got to treat Jeff Goodman the same way.
Mark and Blankenbaker and I have never agreed on something more than that.
Or the Jello shots are write off, Dexter says. I don't know. Dexter says I would. It would be.
I know last year Cane's Chicken, the CEO or founder of Cane's Chicken, bought a ton of them on behalf of LSU. Just stacked the pallet.
They're so sad and bummed. And Dan McDonald got an Indiana State pitcher today. Oh, he figured out how to use the portal. Oh, Danny Mac figured out the portal. What took him so long? Because he didn't have any money in NIL that they wouldn't give him. He kept promising him stuff. So now he's able to do it. Maybe he now has some NIL money. And on top of things, every time I said, well, you know what? You're sitting at home on the couch. Your team's been on the couch for a month. What do I get? We've been there five times. Oh, where have I heard that before? Living in the past. Isn't that Louisville fans' argument about Kentucky basketball? Y'all living in the past. Well, that's some living in the past musty-ass crap. And at least Calipari won a championship. And Dave McDonald, he couldn't win the big one. Here's the next cliche, Annie. You ready for the next cliche? All that talent, only one championship. All that talent, no championships. How about that, you hypocritical Twitter trolls. Mark Blankenbaker, sit down. I don't want to hear it. And another thing, we won it last. So have you ever heard me say that about volleyball?
Yeah.
Craig Skinner won. Kentucky volleyball won it last. Danny Bus Boom Kelly's never won it once. She's never won it once. So sit down and settle down. When you're part of an irrelevant program and a relevant fan base, this is what you got to do. You got to, Kentucky, they're getting blown out by Florida Omaha. Ha, 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 ha. It's my team. We've been on the couch for a month. We wanted Danny Mac fired 2 weeks ago. Now he's the best again. I'll say this, Anna.
What do you say?
I'll say this.
I was on a roll.
If Louisville lost, like had horrendous, like didn't win a game in men's basketball, men's football, baseball, softball, women's basketball, volleyball. They didn't win a game. If they go over in all of those sports, which they won't.
This is hyperbole.
But if they did it, they'd still find a way to tell you how superior their programs are to Kentucky. Just how great they are. You literally haven't won a game. We're better. We had Denny Crum. Remember when we had Charlie Strong? Remember when we had Bobby Petrino 1.0? You remember when we had Rick Pitino? Again, live in the past, you crusty, terrible Louisville fans. Yeah, let's go!
Like in 2 weeks, Kentuckians no longer have access to Pornhub. And so,
you got to share your driver's license information with them.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah,
okay,
sure.
I didn't know the details.
Go ahead and give them.
What could go wrong there? What sort of bots would be hacking information?
Hey, the state of Kentucky, we've gone to real ID and then we shared it all with
the world. The Russians have all of this.
Great idea.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to stop the problem. You think people can get around a paywall for a UFC fight? Oh, you just wait till the Sherlock Holmes and CIA operatives get around that. Shoot, man. That's nothing. That's laughable. Yeah. Click in, click out, like the Phil Baker shady streams. Yeah.
Phil Baker, that's where I'll go to figure out how to get around it.
Some Reddit link on that.
I watched a movie last night.
Ooh.
That is very... It's a horror movie.
Horror!
At that point, the kids were in bed. I mean, this was like into the night,
good.
And I was wearing. Oh, you'll like this. We were wearing matching pajamas.
Yes!
Yeah.
It was in the Kim Kardashian bedroom where he, like, that, where the chase basically started. He was there in, you know, in Robert Kardashian's house, but in Kim Kardashian's bedroom.
Well, but she was probably, she wasn't 10 years old.
No. Whoa.
When I get home, I just want to watch the TV. Or I want to be on my phone for a bit, you know, in a dark room by myself for a minute.
Oh.
Blake.
Do your thing, man.
Blake and I were both on fire this week. How about that?
He also was jiggling down by his place where you shouldn't be jiggling. What was that all about? Did you see that?
No, I didn't see the jiggle.
Oh, yeah. That's in some lower portion jiggles going on here. He's not comfortable with that at all.
So he just looked into the mirror and adjusted himself.
Oh my God. This is a really good mistake. The sound of construction going on while Bob's talking about jiggling. Streamer walking out of Tri-State Men's Health.
Why is it? I'm so uncomfortable.
Sorry, Anna. We're all first timers here.
But I.
A neighbor growing up right down the street from me, Melissa, and I went to school with her. She grew up playing softball, and I used to just harass her constantly.
Whoa, Anna, settle down.
Would you like a hot dog?
He'll make you one.
Okay. I will make you this hot dog.
Okay, yes.
The Lou Dog.
The Lou Dog.
Dog.
I understand. It's not at its full potential.
Okay, right.
I'm not able. First off, I'm using terrible hot dogs.
Bar-S. He's using Bar-S hot dogs.
I actually had a meat injector. It just looks painful.
Yeah. That's funny. It's not a syringe. It's a meat injector.
It's a meat injector. And I actually injected the meat, and I grilled it. Like, we grilled it. So it's going to be... Now, what I'm doing is basically drizzling the marinade on the meat and microwaving it.
Man. God, this is
get back
good.
To being the man that used to be.
That goes from...
kind of stiff.
It goes from your shoulder... to the tip of your middle finger.
Okay.
What? Damn.
They're huge. They're like 5 feet long.
Stiff.
Brick hard.
Whoa! PK!
The UPS guy shows up. He has a small package at the front door. And then
he's got what?
A small package at the front door.
Man out.
And so then he goes, hey, there's a bigger package I have to deliver around the back. Before the stupid mixtape, none of this would even be funny. None
yes,
of
it
this
would, Dieter. Double D.
That thing's not going through a shag. You know, you've let the grass grow too long and it's up over your ankles. You got to be on a Schwarzenegger to push that
that's
thing.
That's fair.
I've been there before.
We can all go get chlamydia, the texture said.
That's right.
Whoa.
We can all go get chlamydia, the texture said.
That's right.
Is that Katina Powell texting in?
The straps, and then they kind of... and then they tighten up. You know what I'm talking about?
You ever had insomnia cookies?
Yes, they're very good.
They're delicious. They are very good.
Yeah. Warm cookies delivered. Should we get some delivered?
Yeah, sure.
Pull their bluff?
Yeah, sure. Why not? I mean, they're you know, drilling through our wall. We might as well enjoy the benefits of them.
Let's see. Let's get cookies delivered. Want to?
Yeah, get the...
Let's see how long it takes.
Ooh. Try to get the chocolate mint one. I really like
that. Enter delivery address. What's our delivery address?
337 West Cardinal Boulevard.
All right. Well, this is 335, but that's not right.
James. Yeah, I think you can do that one, too.
Online cookie ordering.
All right, well, we're going to do that right now.
How about that?
This is going to be fun.
Good cookies.
West Cardinal Boulevard. There it is.
Okay.
Loading our location. There it is.
Oh, my God.
You think they get here by the end of the show?
I think what we're going to do. Over under. It is now 158.
Oh, my God.
We should get a... Do you want to get a 24-pack?
That's a lot of cookies, man. Well, I mean...
It's only $24. $1 a cookie. I'm ordering it.
Okay.
All right. So here we go. Select 12 cookie flavors. How many? I want like most. Well, I shouldn't do this because I'll eat them all.
Yeah.
Half of them are going to be chocolate chunks.
Okay.
This is 12. I mean, 12. Classic with M&Ms. Two of those.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Make sure to get a couple of the mint chocolate ones. I like that one.
Double chocolate mint. Okay.
Yeah, if you don't mind. Please.
How long does this go?
Well, it won't let me enter any more cookies. How many are... Oh, because there's only 12 in a pack. I'm sorry. I thought it was 24 in a pack.
Oh, my God.
All right, so I'll make 6 chocolate chunks. Okay. You want the double chocolate mint. I'll make, how about three of those?
Just two of those. That's fine.
And then 2 M&M ones.
Yeah.
All right, so we add that. And then we got 2 to go. Peanut butter chip. I don't like those, but... and snickerdoodles.
There you go.
Snickerdoodles.
Want to get one of each of those?
Sure, why not?
All right, one of those.
and one of the peanut butter chips and add to order. There you go.
So the cookies are really $2 a cookie.
Yes, I'm sorry. I thought it was 24 in a pack. It's $2 a cookie. So, all right. Delivery time, approximately 30 minutes. So it's going to be 2 o'clock.
Now, James, next time you order Papa John's, we have to do it on air, okay?
They're warm. These are warm.
These are warm, gooey cookies. Mm. Pretty good.
Delicious. Very nice.
Making me hate them less.
No.
Being so noisy.
I threw out the olive branch of peace. Blankenbaker was pissed, by the way. That was him in the background.
That was what he said. They're terrorizing us.
You're buying, give me the money.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they'll be clients.
Maybe.
These are really good cookies, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
I'm speechless.
There's a soccer match starting right now.
I'm not gonna bet on that one. I'll wait for the other ones. You know, the non-conflict countries, I guess. I don't know how to handicap the Ukrainians. It's you.
You bet WNBA games.
That's even better.
We got to do something with the European soccer. We need to have Ants on. We get Ants' picks.
Whoa!
And then Ants brace him. Well, yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe we have Ants versus Chase. They'll both make a compelling case.
This is a great idea.
And then we'll choose on our own who we want to bet.
I like that.
So, Ants, if you're listening, I don't know what you're doing with the next couple hours, but
I'm siding with Chase.
Yeah, well, okay.
Ants on this show.
I am too.
Sorry.
I'd like to make it seem like we were going to consider both. But, you know, I think
without even hearing the argument.
Yeah.
I'm Team Ants, baby.
Are you okay eating a hot dog on the air?
Yeah. As long as it's not being filmed, yeah.
No, we're not going to film.
Okay, right.
No, we're not going to film.
That's for our subscription service.
ESPN Louisville Plus.
ESPN Louisville Plus.
It's just
Hogs Plus. That's right. It's going to be on Hogs Plus.
I get so weird eating hot dogs. Like, I'm serious. I think that's one of the reasons I'm so bad at it in the contest, because I don't like people looking at me as I'm shoving tubes of meat in my face.
Yes. Yes.
Now, Nick, did you know Anna was in a hot dog eating contest?
Sure.
You were?
Yes,
she was.
I did so poorly. It was so bad. I came in 4th out of 5 people.
Well, at least you didn't come in last.
That's true.
Jack came in last, and I came in second to last.
See, that was my problem. It's not easy.
And I had a stomach flu. I was like, this is going to be my Jordan flu game. Almost threw up on some people.
Ooh.
And I came in dead last.
I had a stomach today. So I don't know
if you put in a bare-ass hot dog.
Let's try it, though.
All right.
What if it's an elixir?
Look at it and kind of like, you know, get a whiff.
Okay, I will.
Maybe just take a bite. Just take a bite of it. You don't have to finish it. And we'll go from there.
All right. Man, that sounds so bad.
Have I found the Hawk Tui girl in Nashville?
Oh.
Not yet. Still look.
Who's the Hawk Tui girl?
Oh, you check the internet.
How does Texter Hawk Tui?
We got to play your commercials because Pat Kelsey's going to call us. Knowing him, if he says he's calling at 1, trust me, he's calling at 1. So you're going to want the phone lines cleared.
Blank and Drew talk about the Hawk Tui girl. All right, it's the roundtable here on ESPN 680 105.7. Don't forget JJ Weaver's camp tomorrow. Moore High School, 10 to 2 p.m. Free food, free drinks, free t-shirts. Everything's free. Go out and check it out. If he cleans up throw up, he gets a very special gift.
It's usually
reserved for birthdays and anniversaries and Father's Day and, you know.
That Hawk Tua.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Hawk Tua.
Yeah. Hawk Tua.
Saw somebody's getting that license.
License plate. They're getting the Hawk Tua license plate, which would be fantastic. You see that riding around town. Phil Baker knows that person. Oh, resetting our ESPN 680 105.7, the roundtable. I'm James Treble. James Black running the mixtape put together by Justin Sofro, who did a very good job on this. It's a sneaky good mixtape, man. This is full of bangers.
I can't wait to see
eating a Bar-S hot dog.
I definitely know I am capable of being a choker.
Oh, that is the chokiest choke.
Good grief.
You can't just leave the salty balls out there and not explain it.
Well, yeah.
There's some texture to it, so you're biting into it. It wasn't terrible. It made a lot, too.
That is one thing. Like, when I ate it, I had, you know, the special sauce.
Nick had to add the special sauce to it.
Yes, I sucked my balls.
Whoa!
Yes, I sucked my balls.
Thank you, Blank. Thank you.
You had a choke job.
God.
That is the chokiest of choke jobs.
Dang. That's not a choke job.
But it kept me from having to wear a dress to the bar.
What?
We'll talk about how he salts his balls.
No, yours.
The salty balls. Yeah.
The salty balls.
Enoch has blown.
That thing that's blowing.
Essentially as far south of like the tip that you can go.
Whoa!
I'll double the tip.
You can actually get big chunks of things sucked up.
Gosh, Nick.
Choking his face off.
Oh.
Choking his face off.
Oh. Why are we so obsessed with choking?
Not that thick.
Okay.
So he could stomach those. He ate four of those.
Your mom had to throw you on the ground and pull it out of your mouth.
Ooh. I was a catcher. I was the most.
Why did I not know that?
I don't know. I brought it up, but every time I mention it, you know, Steve starts giggling at the catcher thing. So it derails the,
that,
you know.
That makes
sense. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. But no, I was a catcher.
Yes.
I love Chrissy to death, and she'll beat me up for saying this, but she needs to be.
Whoa, Nick! She's married! All right, ESPN 680, 1057 James Triple here on the Roundtable. Fun show today. Go check it out on the podcast. JJ Weaver was in on the first segment. Let's go! Nope. Well, keep going. Okay, it's the computer's being the computer gremlin has entered the computer. Zach Cantrell is very familiar with this computer gremlin, as we all are aware. But yeah, go back to the podcast and check out JJ Weaver. Let's go.
Your mom had to throw you on the ground and pull it out of your mouth.
I was a catcher. I was the most.
I got drugged by coaches and teammates.
Whoa, Marcus.
I was stuffed.
They are doing some serious drilling there. Unbelievable.
This is the loudest I've heard it.
Oh, it's the worst.
That it was annoying. And they're fully super deep.
They're like so deep. Oof.
Come on, that sucker puts it in the hole. Come on, that sucker.
I really should have like exploded, but all I was thinking about is trying to get that thing. And this guy, he said something to me about it 3 years later.
What? I too shoot better with the lights on.
I can't pull out because I can't see around them.
Sure.
So I pull out a little bit just so I could look around them to see when I can turn.
Sure.
And there's a guy coming from my left to my right.
No,
I thought they were coming through the wall.
Dream all.
Yeah. Whoa.
Dream all.
Yeah. Oh man.
Whoa. I just don't like a lot of cream.
James.
I just don't like a lot of cream.
James.
Each time I've been soaking wet, so, it is not pleasant. I hate it.
Did you chafe?
And what do you think?
Yeah, sorry.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think you knew the answer.
Yeah.
The devil possessed me.
And so, late night with the devil.
Late night with the devil. It's a movie.
James! Was the mastermind behind that evil plan.
Was there bumping and grinding in the
pattern? There might have been. Ain't nothing wrong with a little bump and grind. R. Kelly.
No, I mean, it sounds like you can separate the art from the artist with that one. But look,
it depends.
Separate the art from the art. It's June 19th. Oh. And Juneteenth for everybody celebrates. Yes, there we go.
The Zulu Cannibal Giants.
The Zulu Cannibal Giants.
Not making that up.
Wow, that guy, that's a very dark sounding name.
Well, not only Cannibal is it Giants. Offensive, but it is a Negro League team.
Wow.
They may call themselves cannibals, which is borderline pretty offensive to African Americans. The Zulu Cannibal Giants, an American Negro League team, referred to themselves as a Zulu tribe. Formed in 1934, and they played where? Right here.
Louisville, Kentucky? Grew up Peter Pan County. Oh, can't say that.
Oh, can't say that.
Grew up Peter Pan County. Oh, can't say that.
Oh, can't say that.
Oh, my gosh. Who's your favorite Avenger?
I don't have a favorite Avenger.
No. I was hoping he'd say Black Panther.
No, Juneteenth was yesterday.
Help me.
Who penned the 2018 autobiography Becoming?
Oh, no.
Ron Jeremy?
God, you couldn't be further from the answer on it, but I'm
asking. Becoming. Autobiography. Is it a politician?
Loosely.
Loosely. Jesse Ventura.
Trump. Michelle Obama.
Oh, Michelle Obama. I didn't read that. I don't read anything from that. Obama. What are you talking about? She's not news.
All right. She's a man.
All right. How many more do we have left? All right. Two more sounds left. God, these are hurting me. Go, James.
You win some, you lose some. Okay?
Yeah, exactly.
But you talk all the time.
Whoa!
Sorry, did I say that one?
No, yeah, that's okay. It's gone.
Sorry, but, did you get it?
No, yeah, I got it. They heard it on the stream, which is fine.
You can say anything
on the internet. If you and I were on the internet only right now,
okay,
we could drop all the cool F-bombs we wanted to.
That wasn't an F-bomb, by the way.
It wasn't. It was an S-bomb. It was the S-bomb.
Yeah.
It was the S-bomb. All right, last sound. That was a banger of a mixtape, Justin. Very good job. Everyone have a great weekend. We'll have Inside Churchill Downs coming up next here on ESPN 680 105.7. Let's go, James. Last sound.
Do a great job with their updates and everything going on around horse racing, especially here in the state of Kentucky. So make sure you are tuned in for them over at Kentucky HBPA. Zach, where are you? Come on, buddy. There we go. Thank you, sir. There we go. All right. Brad Cox, there you go. Go find him at Brad Cox Racing on Twitter as well for everything happening with them.
Oh, you're killing me. I step away to go do your interview, and man,